Hey guys. Ooh, we are bowling. We are on a roll. This is episode 59. Forgive me if I get the numbers wrong. Because I'm recording non-stop, so I will just make sure the titles and everything is accurate. You guys, you know I always keep it 100, so in case you're just like, oh, I thought it was episode one, but just know. Just know. Okay, so this is my favorite topic. You hear me? It is my favorite topic. Understanding love languages. In this episode, I'm going to introduce the concept of love languages and understand how this can actually take your relationship from 0 to 100. From 0 to 100. I will provide you practical applications that you can explore as couples to improve your connection and your communication. So, I need to explain the concept of love languages actually, and this was developed by Dr. Gray Chapman and how it works on individuals to help them express and receive love. You can go and check out the book, The Five Love Languages, and how it impacts on relationships, okay? So, I'm gonna describe the love languages in five. There's words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time for me, physical touch for me. Are you serious? I mean, I respect and appreciate all of the five, but like the last two. Can you hear me clearing my throat? Those last two, they do it for me. They do it for me. Quality time and physical touch, then gifts, acts of service, words of affirmation. Yes. So, I'm gonna start with words of affirmation. Oh, yeah. I mean, all five of them are important for me, actually. What am I even saying? I like all of them. Okay, words of affirmation. You know, when someone verbally expresses their love for you, when somebody verbally expresses their appreciation, when they verbally encourage you. Talking about encouragement and support, for me that is a green flag, and that has me falling deeply in love. If I say I love you to someone and they ask me why are you in love with me, just know it's because of that. It is important to build a relationship for each other and maintain a positive relationship dynamic where you talk to each other about how you feel, talk to each other about appreciation, encourage one another on whatever you're working on, your daily lives, be positive about it. So many ways you can do it, and this is a practical tip. You can leave a note. You know, sticky notes are like 10 rand from a Chinese shop or from a stationery shop. Get sticky notes, write sticky notes. Tell them the first thing they see when they wake up is a sticky note from you saying, "I love you so much, you mean the world to me." Let them see a sticky note saying, "Oh, you make my day." Let them see a sticky note saying, "I cannot wait to," you know. There's so much that can be said as words of affirmation. Sticky notes, giving compliments, and expressing gratitude should be part of your list, right? If you're in a relationship and you're not doing any of this following, you're failing. If you're in a relationship and you're not receiving any of this, then my sister, my brother, you need to do better, okay? Next is acts of service. Hey, I'm gonna be clearing my throat a lot because this particular episode means so much to me, and I've got my own personal experiences that I'm sharing because I feel so deeply about it. I'm such a lover girl. I think I've shared this maybe on my Instagram profile. That's all I've shared it. Okay, now you hear it from the host's mouth. I'm a lover girl, okay? So I'm gonna share and express the importance of these things. Acts of service, right? As a partner, you have to demonstrate that you love and care someone, right? Cook a meal for them, clean up for them, go and fetch whatever they were supposed to do on their behalf because they are busy. Identify your partner's needs and carry out acts of service that are meaningful to that partner. You have to show them kindness. You have to surprise them with acts of kindness. And this is not just you wake up and you decide you want to do an act of service on Monday, but the rest of the week you don't do it. This is like an everyday thing. I don't know, maybe my expectations are very high. And I'm sure, guys, by the end of this chapter, you may understand why I am probably still single, because I choose to not settle. Like, I deserve better. And these things are basic. You don't need money for an act of service. We're going to talk about receiving gifts where you need money. But, for example, words of affirmation. You don't need money. You don't need anything extra. That genuinely needs to come from your heart. It needs to come from deep within. And you need to express yourself. One thing I know about our generation is people are in relationships for love, right? And money, and so many other wrong reasons. But I made this chapter to specifically remind you that love does exist. It is in each and every one of us. And if you are in a relationship and it's not about love and it's about money, enjoy the spending, but there's still that void within you that only love can fill. And if you deeply scrutinize yourself, you will feel this. So I'm sharing all of these with so much passion just to help you make decisions that will give you a more fulfilling life. I've personally experienced the two that I've spoken about. And I'm going to move on to the next one, receiving gifts. You have to give gifts. And you also have to receive gifts. Gifts represent thoughtfulness. They represent appreciation. So words of affirmation, we can say them, but we also need to act on them. And one of the material ways you can do that is a gift. Can be something small, can be something really big, but you have to use gifts. You can make a personalized gift. You can make a homemade gift. Like, for example, I am knitting a beanie for someone. That is a special gift because it holds a sentimental value. I made it from scratch because that's how I genuinely feel for this person. And I hope they appreciate the gift. Now we're going to the last one, which is quality time. Quality time. If you go to my one of my early episodes, yeah, on chapter one, I talk about auditing your time. Everybody has 24 hours in a day. So if you love someone, you have to make time for them. I don't care what you do, if you're a billionaire, if you're a builder, whatever you do, you have to make time. If you work as a doctor, if you work as a chef, if you work as a pilot, you have to make time. You have to make quality time. Spending undivided, meaningful time together strengthens the bond between the two of you, which is beautiful. I don't think there's anything more beautiful and more profound than that. Practical tips. You know, you could do activities together, hiking, cooking together, weekend getaways. There's so much. I don't want to overshare, but like regular date nights, drive on a scenic route, cooking together, playing video games, taking walks on the beach, just maybe Netflix and cuddling. And oh, speaking about cuddling, I'm talking about the last one, physical touch. Yo guys, I'm even daydreaming while talking about these things. So physical touch, hugging. I love hugs. I don't know about you guys, I love hugs. You can ask my exes, they will tell you. If you ask any of my exes and they don't say anything about hugs, they were not my ex. They're not. I love hugs. I love holding hands and kisses and physical touch reinforces emotional intimacy. So if you don't have physical touch in your relationship, what are you doing? Not the relationship. It's not all about sex. There's other layers to this physical touch thing. Other layers, like so many layers. If it's always about sex, I don't know, you're in the relationship, but I don't know if it's for the right reasons. I'm serious. I'm just sharing based on research and opinions. So if you want to come fight me, there's space in the comment section. Yeah, routines such as good morning kisses and you know what, and cuddling. Beautiful. Priceless. So how do you identify your love language? Listen to this podcast. And how do you communicate love languages to your partner? I think you have to just have a productive conversation with them. Just one random day, Jack. Because there's couples, you talk about different things. You talk about other people. You talk about love. You talk about plans and all sorts of things. So one day where you see your partner is just chilling, just go to them and, like, you know, start this productive conversation with them about these love languages and see what they think, and then implement these changes based on each other's needs. Then apply these love languages every single day. I do. I apply these love languages. You have to, if you want to flourish in love. It's the small actions that you can, you know, put into making your relationship a beautiful one. I hope this helps someone improve their relationship. And for single people, you can start practicing on your friends some of the things, not all of them, obviously. And yeah, the importance of love languages and practical application is very important. So I hope you guys try this and come and tell me. Next episode, we're talking about nurturing intimacy. So come and join me. Let's discuss intimacy. Bye.